let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Described as an intellectual escape from reality inspired by the Marvel and DC Universe industries, a brilliantly written novel wrapped around the secrets hidden in our society as an unlikely team pulls together against adversaries that should not exist. Not for the faint of heart, the book The Quixotic Faction from author T.D. Kohler, a hard-boiled conspiracy theory thriller that blends speculative fiction along with alternate history. T.D. Kohler is an accomplished author, currently serving in the U.S. Navy, an electronic technician. He spent much of his life traveling to many countries, from Japan to Afghanistan to Guam. The author of the critically acclaimed Two Tickets, Next Planet, Please, and a screenplay, Dawn of the Dark Universe, T.D. Kohler, author of The Quixotic Faction, joining us on This Week in America. Tony, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It is good to be here.
I have been looking forward to this. What a great book you've created. What an interesting world you've created. What was the inspiration for this book, The Quixotic Faction?
Well, I wanted to create something because, you know, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
So I wanted to take pieces of everything that I did like or have interest in and try to combine it. Like, obviously, X-Files, MUFON Files, of course, I'm a huge Marvel and DCU fan, so I want to try to combine all three of them.
Well, it's been described as a fantastic graphic novel without the graphics. Is that a fair description of the book?
I was very pleased when I first heard that. Yes, I do like that idea, that concept.
Because it sort of really nails what you're doing. And let's talk about the title, then we'll get into as much as we can tell about the book during the course of the program. Book, by the way, available on sale right now at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The Quixotic Faction by T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program. That's K-O-H-L-E-R. Tell me about the title, how you came up with that, and what the significance of the title.
Well, I wanted something to stick out, something different. So if you were to Google it, it would be the only thing that shows up. And quixotic, which actually means unrealistic, and faction is a team. So in essence, this is an unrealistic team.
And that, again, sums up really well the world that you've created in the book. You've combined this the speculative fiction along with alternate history. Talk about that and coming up with this conspiracy fiction. I mean, this is, I keep coming back to this, but what a world that you've created. What an imagination you have.
Well, I've taken things like the earthquakes in Oklahoma. I don't know if you recall those a few years back.
Yes.
An earthquake is where two of earth plates rubbing together. So there should be no reason why there's earthquakes in Oklahoma. So I created a plausible answer to it. And just like the Bayou Corn in Louisiana, that sinkhole that's been growing for a long time now.
Yes.
I created a plausible but fun answer for that. So I've kind of taken pieces of the real world and put a spin on it.
You know, that's interesting because so often you read and people, authors just throw things out there and it's like, okay, I'm going to go with that, but I can't imagine that ever happening. There is this plausibility with what you're writing about. Talk about the research that goes into that. So it still falls into this realm of, wow, I can't believe that's happening. But in the back of our minds, it possibly could happen. How do you go about doing that in terms of research to make it feasible?
Research is actually fun for me, but there's a lot of it because as readers, we can only suspend our belief for so much.
Yes.
So it has to have that something I can grab a hold of and, all right, I can see this. Again, just to go back to the Oklahoma case, one of my characters, he was creating a high-density, high-gravitational suit that'll keep him so he can walk on the giant planet. He wanted to be the first to walk on those. Well, his system got shut down inappropriately and created a gravitational wave, which started the earthquakes.
So it does make some sense. That's what you will love about the book, The Quixotic Faction by T.D. Kohler, our guest in the program. Book, as I say, available at Amazon. Go directly to Amazon, and Kohler is K-O-H-L-E-R. Or you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the characters, and one review says, in fact, they praised you for the well-thought-out characters, and they are well-thought-out. Talk about what went into developing the characters, not just throwing a name out there with a little bit of background, but we really feel like we know these people because they're so well-developed.
Well, I guess you could say a split personality, but no, just kidding. being able to put your mindset into that character. So as I'm writing it and reading what I've written, I'm role-playing it. So, okay, I want this character to be, he likes to work out, he's highly intelligent. How is this person going to react? And so it's, yeah, I'm role-playing as I'm writing.
Now, do you develop the...
Hopefully those...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I just got to ask, you develop the characters ahead of time. Do you know going in, you've got this character and here's the backstory for the character, or does it sort of evolve as you're telling the story?
I have an initial idea. However, as I write, yes, the characters do evolve. And some characters I feel like, oh, I'm losing them, but they were so significant in the early parts.
Yes,
definitely an evolution into their creation.
Let's talk about Admiral Julian Kay, a Special Operations Military Advisor at Quantico. Give me a little bit of background. And he's got a mystery that presents itself. Talk about that as much as you can without giving too much away, but give us a little bit of background in the Admiral and what he's facing.
Well, he starts off with, as written on the synopsis in the back of the book, he talks about a friend of his showed him, again, another one of the small conspiracies. Well, when the space was opened up to the civilian world in 2005, there was a lot of scientists have tracked and have gone missing. He was given the list, having the honor, courage, and commitment that he may have. And he's like, okay, I need to do something about this. So he sets off and he finds two of the doctors that are on the list that managed to not disappear. And he saved a couple of them. And that's how he's formed his team. Now, he's obviously still going, but he gets turned, he gets caught on with his team and following a signal in the air, and that's how he ends up in central Louisiana with his team. And then events sort of unfold from there.
And boy, do they. It's sort of heart-stopping drama, suspense, adventure as you're reading. It's hard to say, okay, it's now midnight, I need to put the book down, get some sleep because I got to go to work tomorrow. You want to just keep reading a little bit more to see what's going to unfold in the book, The Quixotic Faction, T.D. Kohler, our guest in the program. Book's available at Amazon. And, of course, information on the book, the author, and availability at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also, a major character there is Director Victoria Carroll, head of a secret government organization. Talk about her role in the story.
Well, back in 1947... rumored, of course, conspiracy that 12 individuals were picked out to form the sort of a black ops team regarding national security, everything involving national security. Called them, they were referred to as the Majestic 12. So she is one of the members. Now, of course, like any team, they start out 12 and they all develop and they all grow and become their leaders of their own departments. Well, she happens to be one of them. And unfortunate incidences with her daughter gets is killed, and she's out to try to find out who is responsible. Well, being need to know information, even at their levels, she is not told as to how or to whom or whom. So she set out to find answers, even against her own own members of her agency.
Yes. The Quixotic Faction, T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program. The book is an excellent read. Also, I talked about the characters being well-developed. We really feel like we know these people. And obviously that comes from role-playing because you're in the minds of all these people that you've created. Vivid scenes as well. In fact, one described them as movie-like. Talk about developing the scenes. Sometimes authors have a tendency to give us maybe too much information, paint too big of a picture. It's like, I don't need that information. Keep the story moving. You give us just enough that we can actually put the book down, close our eyes, and imagine that particular scene. Talk about developing that. So you give us just enough background in terms of scenery that we know exactly what you're talking about. We can imagine that as we're reading.
That I owe a lot to my editors. But yes, it goes again. I'm watching it as I'm writing.
Yes.
And readers, for the most part, are extremely intelligent. And I like to give enough information to where, if the reader wants to believe that it's mostly cloudy, they can. It's not holding. You know, I don't need to tell them that.
Yes. You talk about the reader. Is that part of the success in writing books that you've done so well, The Quixotic Faction, the book we're talking about in the program today, that this is a book that you would pick up in the bookstore and read yourself, right? I mean, this is something that a fan of this genre would be anxious to read, because you're really taking into account the reader as you're writing this story.
I am. Every time I get it handed back to me, a couple months later, I'm reading it and doing some rewrites on it. I'm actually not bad about as I read it. I'm still enjoying it, even though I've written it, rewritten it hundreds
yes.
of times.
Well, that joy is still there, and that comes out in the writing. I mentioned the one review said it was movie-like. I can see this becoming a movie. I mentioned that you've written a screenplay. Is there any chance that we will actually see this on a screen somewhere sometime?
Not with the power of Marvel right now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I knew it would be nice, but I can't even come close to touching what they've got going on right now.
Isn't it something? This is just absolutely, it's sort of like a license to print money, and they're doing it so well, too. It's not just taking advantage of the name and you know, getting people to the box office. They're actually giving them something in return. And I know this is going to be part of a series that you're working on?
This is. Guillermo del Toro, the director?
Yes.
He once stated that he would do a Justice League Dark movie, but he would do it as a team and then do the breakout individual character movies. Complete opposite of what Marvel has done. It's like, you know what? Oh, I can take that. I can go rock and roll with that, which is why I came up with the team book. And now I'm working on an individuals for a couple of the characters.
Yes. It's just such a fascinating read. You will not be able to put the book down. It's The Quixotic Faction, T.D. Coulter, the author, and our guest on the program. The book is available at Amazon, and you get information on Tony and the book there. You can order as well. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book and the teaser, it's a deep dive into speculative alternate history, or is it our secret reality? Interesting question. Is this something that we should read strictly for entertainment, or is it something that again, could happen in real life?
I like to think it could happen.
Yes.
Absolutely. It is fiction, however. When I talk about my historical moments, I believe one review that was given that I take some people on a roller coaster ride through history.
Yes.
It could very possibly happen, and the details in it. Like, I got one case with Nikola Tesla and a happenstance meeting with a reporter at a restaurant in New York City. Well, I happened to actually locate a restaurant that still exists today that was built at that time where Nikola Tesla could have sat and met with that reporter, and that's where they meet.
Interesting. That is.
Did it happen?
Yes.
No. Maybe it could have.
Could have happened. Yes. I mentioned
that's the detail.
Well, yeah, and you've got this great mind for writing. Who were your inspirations, your influences as you began this process?
Well, actually, it started in 2008 with Batman and the Joker.
Oh yes.
Phenomenal movie. DCU put out at all hands, everybody, hey, who do you want to see as the next bad guy? I'm like, oh, I got this. All right, say the main bad guy, I said the one they truly generally messed up was Bane. So they need Bane to be the bad guy. Now, I said, Batman cannot take down Bane by himself. He needs help. But he needs, we don't want to see Robin. We don't want to see Batgirl. So I came up with another character, and it was not Catwoman. And they came out with Bane. I was excited, but they casted Catwoman. So I was ticked. So, all right, I can do this. So I decided to write a Justice League Dark screenplay.
Ah, so okay, yeah. That.
And then nobody would take a look at it because I didn't have an agent. So, all right, that's fine. Because I did try to push the heck out of that. I thought, all right, that's how I could deal with that. So I decided to write a fan fiction book. And then I got about two-thirds of turning a screenplay into a book, and somebody goes, you really can't make money until you own your own characters. I was like, all right, well, I got that too. And the birth of Quixotic Faction.
That's just that's an amazing story. Tony to the rescue, giving us what we want. This is what the public is looking for, and you'll find so many elements in the book, The Quixotic Faction. T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show. Let's talk a little bit about the other book that you've written, which is interesting as well. Two Tickets to the Next Planet, please. In fact, I love the title of that. Talk about that, because that book's what's still available. They'll find it at Amazon, I'm sure, as well.
Correct. That one's ebook only. That was a side project of mine. That's all, that is a nonfiction based on humanity and understanding humanity and different aspects of it and where we came from to ultimately where we could be going. And there are different aspects from war to coveting to newspaper articles, headlines, riots that's going on. And it's all traced from historical points, historical moments to current events.
You know, I read in your background that you studied behavioral studies. You're a fan of that. This is something that you have pursued. Has that played into your storytelling mind, the characters, the situations? I get the impression as you're watching people, you're sort of taking mental notes that maybe you can revive later for a character or a storyline.
I am. I do. Matter of fact, my wife got me a mug. I don't drink coffee, so I call it my tea mug. That says, you are dangerously close to being killed in my next novel.
I love that. I love that. T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program, The Quixotic Faction. So you're studying people. You're one of those, you'll look into a crowd. Well, you enjoy playing pool as well, and I assume it's sort of a character study for you when you're doing that as well, how people react in certain situations.
Absolutely. I am constantly watching, taking notes. Oh, that's the kind of, like when you write and you visualize, unfortunately, in most cases, you're visualizing actors.
Okay, yes.
How do they
yes.
respond? How do they act? Okay, boom, and that's how your characters develop.
Just time going by so quickly. Tony Kohler, T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program. Just a minute or so here at the end. What has this process been like for you? And you talked about in one interview your respect for writers that have gone through this process. A lot of people think writing a book would be fun. They really don't realize if you do it right, there's a whole lot of effort and work that goes into this, isn't there?
There is. There is. Especially when I tell people, hey, you want to learn how to write? Write a book.
Yes.
Because
yes.
then you realize all the mistakes and everything that you do wrong. They're like, oh, I thought I was good. But the idea is then you don't walk away from it. Like, when I first got the book back from my very first editor, I actually called him and then apologized to him for him having to read it. A lot of mistakes, a lot of growing, a lot of developing, personally as well as technically.
We'll talk about that for a second here. You've called editors the worst best friends that any writer can have. What's that like, especially initially, when you get somebody that goes through your work and provides a fairly critical critique because you think you've just done something well, here's the next great novel, and this guy calls me and he's just ripping me all over the place. Wow. How do you handle that at first and adjust to, okay, this guy is there to make me a better writer and my book a better product?
Right. Well, regardless of your editor, you have to develop a rapport prior to. to know that it's not personal.
Yes.
And swallow your pride, read it, take it in accord. Yes, his or her information, their notes that they put down, could very well be, well, I disagree with that. And you can. You have that ability. You are the writer. You're the quote-unquote artist of the book.
Yes.
However, take it in accord and know that, okay, maybe I do need to make some adjustments.
Now, Tony, this has been fun having you on the program to talk about your book, The Quixotic Faction, T.D. Kohler. Tony Kohler, our guest on the program. A hard-boiled conspiracy theory thriller that blends speculative fiction and alternate history. The book's available at a reduced price now, we understand, on Amazon. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Go directly there or Google it yourself and get information on the book. And Kohler is K-O-H-L-E-R. T.D. Kohler, the author of The Quixotic Fiction, Faction. Tony, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Much fun. Hopefully we'll stay in touch. You get the series going. We'll talk about it again. Thank you for being with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. T.D. Kohler, our guest on the program, the book, The Quixotic Faction. It's available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.